This is TechCrunch.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is TechCrunch.
Turntable Live, nay TT.fm, raises $7 million ahead of public launch. By Brian Heater. The turntable wars were one of the more fascinating stories to emerge in 2021 startup land, though I suspect those involved might dispute the matter. After years away, the beloved but bygone collaborative music streaming service returned for a population that had been stuck inside for a year thanks to a global pandemic. Things got really interesting, however, when a second claimant to the turntable throne emerged. There was Turntable.fm, resurrected from the original service by founder Billy Chasen, joined by Turntable or Turntable.org, which could be found at TT.fm. They were both technically just Turntable, but we were using Turntable.fm and TT.fm in a bid to avoid confusion. That was founded by early Turntable.fm employee Joseph Perla. Whether Perla also deserved the co-founder title is a matter strongly contested by Chasen, however. A few months after Turntable.fm's relaunch, Chasen announced that the service had raised $7.5 million, led by Andreessen Horowitz, adding to a war chest that had thus far been the product of fundraising through services like Patreon and Venmo. The following month, TT.fm launched as a beta app. The service has since rebranded as Turntable Live, all caps is their style, but honestly, not the worst idea, all things considered. Along with the new URL, turntablelive.com, Turntable Live, incidentally, was also the name of a Turntable.fm pivot. This week, the company announced its own seed round just north of $7 million, led by Founders Fund and F7 Ventures. The news also finds a trio of advisors joining up, including Julia Tang, ex-Discord, Instagram, George Howard, TuneCore, and Jonathan Hull, ex-Facebook. Or at least tied to the news is not pulling any punches. Created by Joseph Perla, Turntable Live has become what Perla laid out more than a decade ago. If the name sounds familiar, you may be remembering an old legacy Turntable, which crumbled under co-founder disagreements and did not launch with global music licenses or a mobile app. TurntableLive.com is an all-new company that is doing things right. A completely normal paragraph in a press release about a funding round. Turntable.fm is still very much online, though the company has been quiet on the social front. A few months back, the team launched Sup, a free app that describes its function as follows. Record and share audio clips that play on your friend's phone even when their screen is locked. Conversation is more than text. Speak, be heard, say it out loud. It's clear, based on the aforementioned names, that Turntable Live's approach is leaning far in the social direction. We've created Turntable Live with a positive-sum approach in mind, Perla says in a release. People need joyful, meaningful social experiences online. Music can facilitate that. And music needs more and more compelling ways to reach people and bring them together. Turntable Live accomplishes both. As one of the first truly participatory places online for music enjoyment and real-time social interaction. The service is still in a waitlisted invite-only beta, with a public version set for launch later this year. You can sign up by entering your number in a link embedded in the text version of this article.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.